At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker, he's got a hoarse voice. He tried to fight through it. He wanted to fight through it. But his voice sounds terrible. Let's just keep it real.
I feel sick.
You know what we do on The Odd Couple. He's feeling great, so that's good news. But he said his voice is, I talked to him, his voice is gone. So that's unfortunate. But the good news is that stepping into the arena to replace Rob Parker is none other than our own Rob G. What's up, man? You all right?
What's up, Chris? I know you thought you could avoid me by getting all these tomato cans the last 7 days, but it wasn't happening.
Your false bravado cannot hide your anxiety. I can see you now. This is a different level for Rob G, everybody. He's done this show with me a few times. I think he did it with me two or three times a few months ago. Maybe it was even longer than that. You needed several months, half a year, three quarters of a year, however long it's been, to recoup recover, heal up. And now you're back, so that's good. But this is taking it to another level, Rob G, in that you are on the broadcast. You're on Zoom. I see you. And these clips will be on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. And so I know you're nervous, but look, your big brother's here. I'm going to take care of you, man. You know, I'm not going to let you get hurt. I'm going to rough you up a little bit as big brothers do. I am a big brother, literally, and I roughed my little brother up, but it toughened him up. It made him better, and I think he'd tell you that today, I think. And so that's all we're going to do today, man.
Look, man, my only regret is, because I was told, what, an hour before the show that I got to fill in. When Elijah sent me the text, like, hey, you down to jump on the Zoom? I said, sure. I just wish I didn't wear this yellow shirt now. I wish that I had done some, you know, a little bit different. And everyone
on
YouTube.
What would you have done?
It looks like
a yellow, what is it, like an Izod
polo? No, it's
polo?
A Ralph Lauren yellow polo.
Okay.
You know, I would have done something, literally anything other than a yellow polo, I think, for my debut on YouTube.
I think it's appropriate, though.
Okay.
You're scared.
All right.
So you wore
sure.
yellow.
Right.
I actually like it. When you told me over the phone that you had the yellow shirt on, I thought it was going to be bright yellow. Like, you know, and it doesn't look bad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It really doesn't. I mean, look, husky cats look good in polos.
I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. We are ready. We're going to have a great 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on the iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM Channel 83, or Fox Sports Radio, however you may be listening. We got Plaxico Burress joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. So keep it locked. The iCouple crew, DJ Alex Tyshirt in the house, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Brandon on the producing. He's running things in the absence of Rob G. And on the updates, our man for the second straight day, David Gascon the second. All right, Rob G, big NBA. Let me rephrase that. There was an NBA trade today. The Atlanta Hawks get DeJounte Murray. Now, for those, a lot of people might not be aware of DeJounte. I mean, they may have heard of him. But DeJounte Murray, Rob, is nice. He made the All-Star team last year. Darn near averaged a triple-double for the San Antonio Spurs. He's just 25 years old. He does turn 26 in September, but still relatively young. He's won a steals title, and he did it last year. Here's his numbers from last year, Rob. 21 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 2 steals a game, and he shot 46% from the floor. Not bad. Only 33% from 3. So he's not a 3-point shooter. But the dude is athletic. He's rangy. He can guard. I think he'll be nice. He's 6'4". He'll be a nice guy you could play next to Trae Young because Trae shoots it so well as the point guard that you can get away with a guy at the 2 who can't shoot as well. Driving lanes should be open with Trae's range. So I like this move for the Hawks. They gave up 3 first-round picks, and only one of them, Rob, is lottery protected, which is, you know, that's big. And Danilo Gallinari, who I like Danilo. He can play. But as by himself, he's not leading the Spurs to many victories. So that's the deal. And for those that might not be able to kind of read between the lines of what's going on here, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the long game. The San Antonio Spurs, they're a bad team right now. All right, Greg Popovich is an all-time great coach, but even he can't deliver many victories for this team. All right, last year, they did make the play-in. They finished 10th, but didn't advance any further. And rather than just stay in no man's land of mediocrity, Rob G, they are playing the long game and saying, look, we're going to get picks. Could be some really good picks, too. And we're giving up our best player because we don't really want to be that good next year. Because there is a guy. How tall is he? 7'2" or 7'2"?
7'2".
7'2", Victor Wembanyama. I know I probably said it wrong.
Way off. Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. And if you haven't seen him, he's a French. He's black, but he's French, like Tony Parker. He's 7'2", as Rob G said. He's long and rangy, and he's got skills similar to Chet Holmgren. So he's got handle. He can shoot the three. He can shoot the mid-range. You know, I'm not saying he's Steph Curry from there, but he can shoot it. He can do things inside in the paint. He can block shots. So he is a guy that could be a building block. And Rob G, what I think the Spurs are doing is what they did to get their last dynasty. Remember, David Robinson was injured. He had made them a very good team, but couldn't get them over the hump to the finals and the championship. And he was injured, but it got to a point where it was like, he could come back. You know what, midway through the season, two-thirds of the way through the season, he's ready to play. They kept him out. They end up getting the top pick, which turned into Tim Duncan, and the rest is history. And I see history repeating itself, Rob G. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, again, if you're not familiar with Big Vic, go on YouTube and watch what he did to Chet Holmgren and the Team USA team in international under-19 play. Like, he was a man amongst boys going against,
and that's our best 18-year-old.
Against the
right.
best group that we could throw out there. Multiple scouts are saying he's probably the most sure thing at number one since Anthony Davis or even LeBron James. And now that's what you're talking about with Big Vic. Now, if you're the San Antonio Spurs, to say that the last 5 years have been disappointing would probably be an understatement. 47
coming off what
wins.
They were, yeah.
48 wins in the last three has been brutal. 32, 33, 34. They tried to miss the play-in last year, but my Lakers were so bad that they snuck in anyway. What? But you know what? As much as I like to pile on the Spurs because I don't really like Greg Popovich.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Wow.
Number one, because they're the Lakers' biggest rivalry, you know, since I've been a fan, basically. Number two, yes. Because we should have had Kawhi Leonard in a trade, was like 4 years ago, but he was just hell-bent on not accepting anything the Lakers could offer. So they sent him to Toronto instead for DeMar DeRozan.
Yes.
Could have got Brandon Ingram. He said no. But in this case, I think they're doing the right thing.
Well, let's find out. Because on the other hand, yeah. You got the New York Knicks. They're bad, too. In fact, they finished 11th in the East. Now, they did have a better record than the Spurs, but they're basically two bad to mediocre teams. And the Knicks are doing all they can to sign Jalen Brunson, who's a good player. Rob G, he ain't changing your fortunes.
No way.
Next year, once they sign Rick Brunson or Jalen, I say Rick, his dad. I covered his dad when he played for the Knicks.
They already got Rick Brunson.
Right, as an assistant coach. Just hired him, by the way. But once they get Jalen Brunson in the fold for the 4 years, $110 million thereabouts, guess what? They're still going to be in that 7-11 range in the Eastern Conference. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't hurt their ability to go out and sign a max player next year when more players, better players are available. So that's fine. And in a vacuum, you say, you know what? Yeah, we're not expecting Jalen to be, you know, the best player on the championship team. But Jalen Brunson, RJ Barrett, who had quietly had a really nice year last year and keeps improving, Julius Randle, and then next summer, the ability to at least go after that number one guy, you know, we like what we're doing, and that's fine. But what if they don't get that number one guy, Rob G, next year? And they probably won't, because they never do.
Right.
Then, rather than not going for Rick Brunson,
Jalen Brunson,
and just make, I'm Josh, Jalen Brunson, and filling out your roster with one-year deals so you maintain your cap space and actually would have even more next summer, and then being bad and doing what the Spurs are doing and seeing if you can win the lottery and get Big Vic, as Rob G called him, they are going all in for mediocrity. So in a vacuum, it's okay, but when you look at the big picture, you say, you know what? In my opinion, Rob, the Spurs are doing the right thing. What do you think?
I think you're 1,000% correct. In today's NBA, especially, the way the lottery is set up, where it's very advantageous for you to be bad. And not just a little bit bad, but like all the way
right.
We suck bad.
Right.
It makes zero sense if you're the New York Knicks to push all your chips in and move heaven and earth and all these picks and all these contracts for Jalen Brunson like he's 2010 LeBron James.
Thank you.
You know, and Jalen Brunson's a nice player. Like, right. I don't want to be disrespectful to Jalen Brunson. He's a fine NBA point guard, definitely in the upper half of starting point guards once he gets to New York.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 6th or 15. I don't want to insult him because he is nice. But I don't know if, I think definitely might be a little too strong.
Okay.
He's right. He might be. He's right around, he's somewhere in between 13 and 16, 17.
That sounds about right.
Right. That so maybe right. In the first, but right around there.
Yeah.
Right around.
And so the point being is in today's NBA, and I don't know if this is just me talking as a Laker fan because I'm used to either we won the championship or we didn't. There's no in between for Laker fans. But if you're the New York Knicks, I guess maybe because you've been bad for so long, the season that you've had, what, in the last 20 years was a second-round appearance with Carmelo Anthony. So maybe it does make sense as to why you'd want to push your chips all in with the hopes of becoming, you know, at best an Eastern Conference Finals team if everything breaks right and you maybe get a few key injuries here and there. But for my money, I would...
But they're not even that. This year, no, you mean not, next year.
Yeah, next year.
Not next year.
But even for my money, I would much rather do what the Spurs are doing. Maybe OKC's doing a little too much, but get a bite at the apple to get you a legitimate superstar transcendent player, which Jalen Brunson is not. Because we all know if you're going to win a championship, save for the 2004 Detroit Pistons, you need a superstar to do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
For now, let's stick with the NBA, Rob G. And Draymond Green, he should be on vacation somewhere, right? On an island, maybe, enjoying himself, soaking up some sun, enjoying the beach and all that, by the pool, maybe the lazy river, all that.
No, because remember he said the podcast is as important as basketball to him. So there is no offseason
anymore.
So
he's going to work year round. Okay. Well, he is providing us with content. All right. And so he was on, they did a joint podcast, which I like. Great idea. His podcast on The Volume, The Draymond Green Show, and J.J. Redick's Old Man and the Three. And so in their conversation, Draymond said this about LeBron James.
They asked me a question in a press conference, like, how does the IQs rank against the Boston and LeBron James? Like, shut up. Like, what are we talking about? It's easier because you're not playing LeBron James, who is like the ultimate mastermind in our game. And so you're not playing that chess match with him. It's a lot easier to play chess match with anybody else. But against LeBron, it's different. And Bron can prepare his guys for what's to come. Al Horford couldn't prepare them for what was to come. So you know that going in, and you know, no disrespect to Al Horford.
Al Horford catching strays.
Sucks to be Al Horford right now, man.
Right. I mean, look, I get what he meant was that LeBron has been to the finals.
Right.
So he can get guys ready and let them do the best you can and the most you can and getting them to understand the stage and the magnitude of the moment, the gravity of the situation. Which Al Horford and no one on the Celtics could do. So that's what he meant. But yeah, it definitely sounded like Al caught a stray. And by the time it's relayed to Al, he will think he caught a stray, and we'll see if he answers back.
His sister so, will, for sure.
Right. So what'd you think of Draymond's comments, Rob G?
Look, I'm a Laker fan, which means that by default, I'm a LeBron James fan.
But by default. See, you a LeBron hater, though.
I was a hater when he was the first go-round in Cleveland and then in Miami, for sure. 1,000%. However, this is now the second time in about 2 weeks that Draymond Green has pointed out how smart and how wise and how ahead of the curve LeBron James is when it comes to the game of basketball. So it got me thinking, if LeBron James is this basketball savant mentally, where I believe that Draymond said he is the smartest player to ever play this game.
Yeah, I don't know if he said it in this podcast.
That was at the media availability at the finals. So if that's true, and if LeBron James is the most physically gifted NBA player we've ever seen, which he definitely has a case, being that he's what 6'8", 260, can run like a point guard, jump out the gym.
He's in the discussion.
Right. So if he's that, if he's Bo Jackson of basketball, and he spent the last decade of his NBA career alongside at least one Hall of Fame level teammate. If all those things are true, is it then fair to say that LeBron's career has been a disappointment?
Wow. Wow. I think a disappointment is too strong. And I don't think LeBron is the smartest player ever to play the game. I think he's up there. I think he's an incredibly smart person and player. And his details of him knowing all the plays for his own team and the other team, the opponent, the tales of him calling out opponents' plays, the tales of him, you know, knowing not only his responsibilities in a given action, but all the other four players on the court with him, their responsibilities are legendary, right?
Right.
So he's an incredibly smart player. But I think Magic Johnson is the smartest player ever. And I say, and I think there are a few others that would have a case over LeBron. And I say that because LeBron, as smart a player as he is, for the bulk of his career, he's been ball dominant.
Right.
And I don't think that's the smartest way to play basketball. I think the smartest way to play basketball is five-man basketball, like the Warriors play, like the Spurs played when they dismantled Miami in the finals in 2014. To be honest, like teams kind of used to play back in the day, and I'm not trying to, you know, be the old man getting off my lawn, but
that's
right.
True.
Like Michael Jordan shot the ball a ton, and Michael Jordan was not the smartest player to play either, so I'm not making that case for him. But my point is, Rob G, he wasn't ball dominant. And we had BJ Armstrong on the show. And what did he say? He said the greatest thing about Michael was that he learned how to dominate the game in two or three dribbles.
Right.
And what that does is it allows your other teammates to constantly touch the ball, constantly be in rhythm, constantly feel like they're a part of the action. And if one or two of those other teammates is like really nice, to get theirs.
Right.
So Magic got his, Kareem got his, Worthy got his. Right? And with LeBron, it's kind of like only two guys can get theirs. LeBron and D-Wade in Miami. Chris Bosh became basically a role player. LeBron and Kyrie in Cleveland. Kevin Love became basically a role player. And it's interesting because Kevin Love, before he went to Cleveland, was a phenomenal stat stuffer at least, right?
Right.
I remember ESPN.com, Rob G, had him ranked 7th in the league as the seventh best player in the league one preseason.
And that wasn't crazy at that time.
No, because he was putting up huge numbers.
When you see the numbers like that, you're right. Like, who else can put up numbers like that?
Right. And the team, people say, oh, they didn't make the playoffs. But they were close, and they were in the West when the West was far better than the East.
Yes.
So in the East, they would have been fighting for home court advantage in the first round. So, and then, of course, when he gets with LeBron, he becomes the role player. 17-8, which I always argued, 17-8 or 9, not bad for a third option, but he was very inconsistent. And Rob G, here's the thing. When Kyrie left, Kevin Durant, who had not been good in the finals against Golden State with Kyrie there, when Kyrie left in 2018, they got swept. But Kevin Love averaged 19-11 in that series. So my point is, he was still capable of putting up big numbers. But because he became the third option when Kyrie was there, he didn't. And so I think that LeBron didn't like maximize the other players around him to the greatest that they could have been. He's so great, he could put a team on his back.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think if you are a role player, if you are a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Matthew Dellavedova,
right,
you are a Tristan Thompson, Kyle Korver, whatever. If you can say, look, your job on this team, play defense, you rebound, you hit open jump shots, you set screens for me. That's all you focus on these three things, whatever it is your role is on that team, and I promise you, either we're going to contend or you're going to get paid after we do something.
Right. Big. Like you're going to be better than ever.
Exactly. That's how Tristan Thompson was getting these big deals. Right. Matthew Dellavedova got a fat contract that everyone immediately regretted because he did a good job of playing defense and being a hard worker on a LeBron James led team. However, if you are a all-star level talent, the chances are you're going to have to take a big step back if you're going to fit alongside LeBron James.
No, that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
Because unlike Michael Jordan, unlike Kobe Bryant, unlike pick whoever your favorite wing guard, all-time great player is, they all had a defined role in their offense. Michael Jordan was the scorer. Kobe was the scorer. You know, Shaq was the scorer. Whoever your guy is, LeBron was the point guard, was the center, was the small forward.
Like was the system.
He did everything.
Yep.
So in order for him to be the best version of himself, you needed to take a step back. I think that's just the gift and the curse of LeBron James. And I think it's why, of all the great teammates that he's had, only two of them, in my opinion, have been able to be the best version of themselves alongside him, and that's AD and Kyrie.
Right, because AD, his first year with LeBron was great.
Right, because he's great as a finisher. He was already a great defender. He was already a good rebounder. He could be AD with LeBron James. Dwayne Wade had to take a step back. Chris Bosh and Kevin Love had to take huge steps back. And Kyrie, maybe they would have been better had he taken more of a step back, but he was so young at that point in his career, he only knew one style of play.
Right. And they still had a historic championship.
Exactly.
So it won in 3 years together. So that's not bad. Here's why I wouldn't say, though, Rob G, it was a disappointment. And you follow high school basketball, so you will understand this. LeBron James is one of the few players that was a child or teenage prodigy that lived up to the billing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is another one that comes to mind. But Rob, we've seen OJ Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, even a Derek Character, who people probably haven't even heard of. Right?
Former Laker Derek Character.
There you go. There are a ton of guys who in high school were the cat's meow. And they were supposed to be the next this and the next that and didn't live up to it. LeBron James is one of the few that lived up to it. And you can argue over, wow, he only had four championships. Should he have had more? But he's obviously one of a handful of the best players of all time. No matter who you are, some don't agree. But the overwhelming majority of people will give him that. I think he's the second greatest of all time. He's won four rings. He's won a championship everywhere he's been. Three different cities and franchises. So I there's no way I could call his career a disappointment. He's going to end up as the all-time leading scorer. And top the only one in the top 10 points and assists. And so there's no way I could say disappointment. But, Rob, you think about a lot of the great players. I'm not saying all of them, but Ja Morant. And he's young, but Murray State, right? Not even hardly recruited out of college or high school. Dwayne Wade went JUCO before he went to Marquette. Michael Jordan, the famous story about not making his varsity team as a sophomore. And even at North Carolina, I mean, people thought he was crazy to go to North Carolina. You're not going to play there. Tim Duncan stayed 4 years at Wake Forest from the Virgin Islands. You know, we can go
He'd go undrafted nowadays if he went 4 years to Wake Forest.
Right. I mean, so we go on and on about how many of the all-time greats, Hakeem Olajuwon, if only because he started playing late, but still. So many of them were late bloomers, meaning they blossomed in college or the NBA and surprised people. Giannis. I mean, they just keep coming to mind, right?
Right.
And LeBron is unique. Now, Magic's another one. You know, he was phenomenal in high school and everybody knew it all over the country. And obviously he was great at Michigan State and he just continued that in the NBA. So there are some, but LeBron's in that small group, Rob G, of those that have lived up to the hype.
So what you're saying then is this may have been a backhanded compliment from Draymond Green.
Well,
like, yeah,
you're
the smartest player ever, but, you know, I got as many rings as you do, my friend.
I think you are right in that if indeed, and I just don't subscribe to Draymond's thinking, but, yeah, it's kind of like when Steve Kerr said Kevin Durant is the most talented player ever.
Yeah, but he only won with them.
He meant it as a compliment, but it was like, yo, why has he only got two rings?
Exactly, and he had to join up with a 73-win
right.
team to do it.
I mean, come on, that's like an insult. There's something wrong with him if he's the most talented player ever, so.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We all know that Kyrie Irving now has decided to opt into the final year of his contract with the new Brooklyn Nets. Going to make $36 million. But a lot of reporters are saying, particularly Brian Windhorst of ESPN, are saying that this thing isn't over and that don't be surprised if Kyrie Irving is still traded either before the season begins or during next season. And do we have any sound of Windhorse? Oh, we don't have sound. Okay. But basically, and we all know this has been reported in various places throughout the season, it was just so bad in Brooklyn this year. And obviously with the vaccination or anti-vaccination stance from Kyrie, that was bad. Obviously the year before with him just taking 3 weeks off, 2 weeks once, 1 week another time, just for family matters, he called him. But, you know, we don't know what it was. We know January 6th bothered him, the insurrection at the Capitol. But still, it bothered a lot of people. You can't take off from work. And we all know about that stuff. But there were other things. I've been told, I won't say the specific stories because I haven't confirmed them, but I've been told by people fairly close to the situation that Kyrie is rough on teammates. You know, I mean, he's better than guys, particularly in a one-on-one, and he lets cats know. He'll, like, demean guys. And we've seen, look, one of his heroes, good friends, Kobe Bryant, you know, Rob G, he would go at you. Heck, Michael Jordan did it. Going at you in practice, and they're thinking, and I imagine this is the case with Kyrie, is that if you can't handle me ribbing you in practice and challenging you, then what are you going to do on the big stage when we're in a tough situation in the playoffs? But the difference is Jordan delivered championships. Kobe delivered championships. Both of them is the best player on the team. Kyrie's not been close to doing that. He's been a champion with LeBron, and he was great in that series, in fairness. But he's not carrying a team to a title. And so when you're not doing that, that rubs people the wrong way when you hit going at them like that. And you've heard things as well, Rob G.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody, you know, full disclosure, I know you don't listen to Straight Fire, the podcast of Jason McIntyre. But
au contraire, my friend, I never miss Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
In any event, one of the things that Jason said on a recent podcast, and this is up on the site, go check it out, go download it. He said that he has somebody close to the Nets who told him a story about how when Steve Nash was first hired, Kyrie Irving invited him over to his house to get acquainted and talk about the upcoming season. So it was pouring rain outside. Steve Nash shows up to Kyrie's house, knocks on the door, rings the doorbell, nothing. Again, it's pouring rain outside, waiting outside.
Now, I assume he's under an awning or something. I don't know. But still,
yeah,
he's still uncomfortable.
Sure.
Right.
He's waiting. Nothing. A couple of minutes goes by. He calls and texts Kyrie. No response. All the while inside, you hear people, you hear music, you hear something going on behind that closed door.
What?
After however long it was, Jason didn't have the exact number. Finally, a housekeeper comes to the door, lets him inside, and Steve Nash is able to go inside, and Kyrie's just hanging out. So Kyrie Irving, who invited Steve Nash to his home to discuss the upcoming season, decided, oh, man, I forgot that you were coming over.
Wow. Wow. Well, look, that is why the Brooklyn Nets were so adamant, even Rob G, to the point of, yo, you can even take KD. I mean, dude. We're in the basketball business. He's one of the best players in the world. But you can take him. That's how adamant we are that we are not going to put up with the mess you put us through this season. And here's the thing that makes it worse, Rob G, is that Kyrie, he won a championship with LeBron. He hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history. But outside of that time with LeBron, Rob G, Kyrie really hasn't contributed much to winning. Now, his individual play is incredible. If you played a one-on-one tournament in the NBA, at least with guards, great chance he wins it.
Right.
With guards, right? I think he's a first ballot Hall of Fame. I'm not sure if you agree. You agree?
Probably. He probably is.
And I think deservedly, personally. But so he's individually great. But when it comes to winning, he hasn't really had an impact outside of playing with the great LeBron James. And there are numbers to back it up. This year with Kyrie, the Nets were 14-15. Without him, they were 30-23. Over his 3 years with the franchise, if you include the playoffs, they have won at a slightly higher clip, slightly higher, like 56% to 55%, something like that. They have won at a higher clip without Kyrie than they have with him. And if it's just the regular season, they've won at a 56% clip with or without him. So he hadn't even made a difference. And so we've seen teams, Rob, put up with madness when a guy helps them win. Dennis Rodman. Now, he wasn't a superstar individual player. He was a spectacular role player, and it got him in the Hall of Fame. But he helped the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan win championships. So they put up with his nonsense to a degree.
Right.
But if you're not helping them win, no way. And, like, we applauded the Nets for their stance, and you got to take control of your franchise, and they were smart to do it. But this is what they had to put up with. And so I get why they were willing to let Kyrie walk, Rob G. And Kyrie better fly right this year. That means playing great basketball and not being a problem in the facility. Because if he is, the Nets will spread the word. Word will get around and get out. And teams will be hesitant to bring him on because of it. Especially if he doesn't lead the Nets or help lead them with Kevin Durant to great success next season.
Well, do you really think that they would spread the word, or do you think that they would kind of keep it under wraps as much as possible because they don't want to hurt his trade value anymore?
I think they would. Well, okay. If they're going to trade him, then they wouldn't. They would keep it under wraps. But if they're going to let him walk as a free agent, they could spread the word.
Sure. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? And yeah. It wouldn't be like them coming out, as you know, doing it in a press conference.
Right.
But just little chatter here and there, talking to reporters, talking to other teams, right. People that work for other teams around the league, just making sure it's out there. And stuff is out there.
Yeah, and you know what, Brian Windhorst, because he's been basically saying this for the last, 48 hours, since Kyrie opted in and Shams reported he was committing to Kevin Durant for this final season at least. We talked about this off the air. Him and Woj and Jeff Zilgit kept pointing out, even after this felt like it was resolved,
right,
they can still trade him. And that's, yep. We talked about that. I don't understand why they're doing it. Are they trying to cover their bases from what? You know, because it's the Shams report is pretty straightforward that he's going to be there next season. And Windhorst, said on Get Up this morning that the Nets made it very clear when all of this started, the one thing they were not going to do was preserve the status quo. Because right. What was going on in Brooklyn last season could not continue. And if Kyrie Irving is not on a maximum contract, he's not beholden to them beyond this season, what would prevent him from doing exactly what he's been doing? Like that would be the argument.
Right.
And this is another thing you and I talked about. This could be one of those Laker fan conspiracy theories, but I'm going to throw it out to you anyways. On June 27th, at the height of these negotiations, that they were being described as acrimonious, that there was an impasse between the two sides, Brooklyn and Kyrie's camp.
Right.
Kyrie put out this gif from the show Shameless that says, "I know who I am," and it's a little boy talking. So I didn't watch the show. I didn't understand the context. I just thought, okay, that's Kyrie putting out another one of those vague messages that don't make any sense to anybody outside right. of him. Some Lakers podcasters that I follow on Twitter found that scene from that television show and shared it on Twitter. The context of that scene that Kyrie shared is a young boy goes into a funeral home with a brown paper bag and says, we're going to buy flowers for the funeral service. Would you like to donate? So people are putting money in the brown paper bag and he walks out. Another older guy follows him and says, hey, what you're doing is really great. He says, no, this is my money. He says, well, why? What? Like, I can't believe you would do that. These people need the money. And they're like, well, I need it too. And then he goes back and forth with them and says, look, and it culminates with him saying, at least I know who I am, inferring to the older gentleman that you're denying your roots and where you come from. And I'm not. I'm being real about it. I don't think Kyrie is actually going to be pulling something like this where, hey, I'm opting in to the Nets. I'm going to take your money and I'm still going to be who I am. I hope that that's not what his intentions are. But would you be shocked if that was?
Now, he played that when the story came out that he was looking for a sign and trade.
Yeah, well, at the height of
that, he might leave.
Right. Correct.
That may have been right. And look, he may have just liked the quote and not even thought about the scene.
Yeah,
right. Or it may have been a hint, because remember the way it was reported was kind of like he might jet.
Right.
Right. It may have been a hint that he's not going anywhere, because remember we had Scoop B, Brandon Robinson, reporter that covers the NBA for the Heavy.com on
and Bally
a few
Sports.
Days ago. Right. And he Bally Sports. And he said he all along was saying Kyrie's not going anywhere.
Right.
And we asked him how he knew. He said, well, talking to Kyrie's agent and talking to, he's from West Orange, Brandon, and he's about Kyrie's age. So
yeah.
I assume he knows Kyrie personally. And so he may have talked to him. I know he knows people. We both have common friends that, you know Kyrie. And so at that, you know, I don't know what Kyrie meant, but Rob G, Kyrie has got to, like I said, straighten up and fly right this year. And I think he's smart enough to do it, but the Nets have made it clear we're not putting up with any more nonsense.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.